Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Samach Zayin, Kiddushin 67a, pagination is 133. We'll start on the bottom of the facing page, Masnisin, just as the lines get widest. Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kiddushin Ve'en Aveira. Any case that Kiddushin works, and there is no sin involved. It's a regular, conventional marriage. Havalad holech achar hazochar. The child's status will follow the father. Ve'ezezu. What am I referring to? Zu kohenes leviyah v'yisraelis. If you have a woman who's the daughter of a kohen, the daughter of a levi, or the daughter of a yisrael. Shenosu. Got married, l'kohen levi v'yisrael, to a kohen or a levi or a yisrael, in any of these possible matches, the rule would be, we would follow the father as far as the child's yichus. Again, going back to basics, the fact that the child is Jewish follows the mother. We're already talking that it is a kiddushin, that means she is Jewish, and there's no aveira, so there's no lineage stigma that we're worried about. So it's merely a question, is the child going to be a kohen because the mother is the daughter of a kohen, or is the child going to be a kohen because the father is the son of a kohen? Are we following the mother or the father on this? And we're told, follow the father in accordance with the pasuk, lemishpechosam levesavosam, the family follows the father's status. So that's rule number one. The Mishnah continues, v'chol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh aveira, any case that there is kiddushin, the kiddushin works, but there's an aveira associated with it, havalad holich achar hapogum, the child is going to get the downgraded status of whichever parent it is. Ve'ezezu, what are examples of this? Zu almana l'kohen gadol, if a kohen gadol married a widow, which he's not allowed to, so then the child is not going to be able to turn a blind eye to the mother's status and the union with his father, which was prohibited, it was an aveira. He's going to have to pay attention to that. And he cannot merely say, well, my father was a kohen gadol, so I'm a kohen. Likewise, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot, a divorced woman to a kohen hedyot. It's kiddushin, it works, but it's an aveira. Mamzeres unasina liYisrael, a mamzeres, which we can discuss in a bit, is a person born from an illicit relationship of certain types, and therefore has the status of a mamzeres. So the kiddushin works with a regular Yisrael, bas Yisrael lemamzer lenas, and likewise, if the woman in the relationship is regular lineage, but the man is the mamzer, so then these cases are going to produce a child that's holech achar hapogum, follows the downgrade, and the child would be a mamzer in these cases. Another case. V'chol mi she'ein lo alav kiddushin, aval yesh lo al acherim kiddushin, anybody that does not have kiddushin in this particular union, but in theory could have kiddushin, meaning they're regular Jewish, but it's this particular relationship that produces the stigma. Havalad mamzer, that would produce a mamzer because of that forbidden relationship. Ve'ezeze, and what are we referring to? Zehabo alachas mikola arayas shebetora, any of the illicit relationships in the Torah, to the exclusion of Nida, which follows its own rules, but a relationship, a person was with his sister, a person is with a married woman, these are cases that intrinsically the people are capable of Kiddushin, But this particular union, which was done, is a high-level violation such that, in this case, Kiddushin wouldn't work. So then that produces a mamzer. And finally, v'chomi she'en lo lo alav v'lo al acherim kiddushin, a person who's simply not in the category of kiddushin, havalad kemosa, the child would follow her status. Ve'eze, ze, and what's an example of this? Ze v'lad shivcha v'nochris, the child of a non-Jewish woman, so kiddushin doesn't work with her. The concept of kiddushin is between two Jews. And therefore, the child that's produced, interestingly enough, is not a mamzer. It's not the same stigma as we mentioned before by cases that had potential kiddushin. Instead, the child simply follows the woman, and this would be both if the woman is the non-Jewish one, or if the man was the non-Jewish one and the woman was the Jewish one, we're simply going to follow the woman's status. The Gemara tells us, Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin, any place that there is kiddushin, Amar le'Rav Shimon le'Rav Yochanan, kalalohu, is this the end of the rules? The Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin ve'en avera havlad holech achar hazachar, that any case that there is kiddushin without an avera, the child follows the man. Hare ger shenasa mamzeres. We have a case of a man who's a convert, and he marries a mamzeres. Deyesh kiddushin ve'en avera. He's actually allowed to do that. Havalad holech achar hapogum. And in that case as well, even though it is kiddushin and they did nothing wrong, the child follows the stigma. In other words, looking at the Mishnah, it almost sounds like because there's an avera, we will follow the stigma. And that's not really true. I can find you a case where there is a stigma involved. One of the parents is a mamzer, but because the other parent is a ger, a convert, which is not bound by this restriction not to marry a mamzeres, there is kiddushin, there's no avera, and we're still going to follow the stigma because the stigma intrinsically gets passed on. The Tanya, as we learned, ger shenasa mamzeres havalad mamzer divrei Rabbi Yosi. A ger, even though he's allowed to marry a mamzeres, but the child is a mamzer. And the Gemara indeed spends quite a bit of time analyzing the Mishnah and considering any case that the Mishnah left out. In Halacha, this final case is brought. Evan Ezer Dalid Chaf Beis, Ger is going to be Mutter B'Mamzeres, V'chein Mamzer Mutter B'Giyores, and vice versa. The male-female, if the man was the one stigma and the woman is the giyores, v'havlad mamzer, and the child would follow the stigma. And that is the case that we're introducing on the top of Amud Aleph as an addendum, an additional consideration to the Mishnah. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.